you're the news guys.
People said, anyways, that the Hamas asked for a few hours ceasefire for humanic reasons,
humanitarian.
No, but through the Hamas wanted it. Kitzur, fine. So they agreed. Yeah, Israel says fine. We agree from 10 to 3 or something, as long as the Hamas doesn't shoot rockets. So for 2 hours they didn't shoot rockets. They couldn't hold back.
Well, it gives them time to reload.
Exactly.
How long is it supposed to stop for?
6 hours.
6, 5, 6, 7. Still 3.
Is that the 2 hours?
From 10 to 3. But then
5. No, only 5. You can't hold that long.
I guess only 2.
So they started shooting the rockets again?
They started shooting. I wonder if Israel's going to be stupid enough to keep it.
Are you
kidding?
What?
Is
it just pulling out already?
No. I'll put them up for you.
So
they are very stupid, yeah.
The question I have is, is the English program going down south?
I have no idea if there's a bus. How
do we make arrangements?
There's a sign up and you write down your name and then...
Wait, the other is going up north.
Not a trip. Not a TU.
No, we're talking about distribution down south.
Going knocking indoors, giving people a ketem alan. If you let us squeeze things, we said, make juice out of things that you're used to making juice. For example, oranges. People make oranges, right? From oranges. It's a normal thing. If you're allowed to do it on Shemitah, with Shemitah fruit. Fruit that has to do with Shemitah. And if someone that is used to not eating the pulp, he's allowed also to clean out the pulp. Pulp, it's called?
Yeah.
P-U-L-P. Pulp.
Wait, so you are allowed to juice?
Yeah. Things which you're used to juicing, you're allowed to juice.
And all that excess, all the garbage, what do you do with it? You have to let it rot?
So if it's just the pulp, a little bit of stuff, so you can let it, you're allowed to throw it out. But if it's stuff like from the carrots, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You either give it to your animals or use it for food. By the way, you know what you could do with it? You know what I used to do? We used to make for the kids, make a patty. Put it with the eggs and other vegetables. Make patties out of them.
Croquettes.
Oh, so carrot cake.
Carrot cake. So you want that stuff. Oh, the other one is not.
I need to bring in the vegetarian cookbook. Now, for commercial products like apple juice and orange juice, what will it say on the package?
If it's from Shemitah year, either it will say no chashash of Shemitah, that's not from Shemitah year, or it will say heta mechira, or it will say yevul nochri. That's usually what it will say. One of these three things. Okay, there's a thing called when someone has fruit of Shemitah in the house, vegetables of Shemitah in the house during the Shemitah year, or after the Shemitah year also, there's a thing called Pach Shemitah. He has to have in his house a garbage can, which is called garbage can of Shemitah. What does that mean? So let's say you peeled now cucumber. The kid wants to eat cucumber without the peel. So you peel the cucumber, you want to eat cucumber. But the peel, people eat the peel. You can't just throw it, or animals eat the peel. You can't just throw it out. Either give it to your animals. And if you don't have animals, or you don't want to give it to your animals, you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage. You're allowed to put it in the bag.
Yeah. You put it directly in the bag.
You put it in the bag first.
Bag first.
First, put it in the bag. Then you put that bag in the garbage. And let it rot. And when it rots, put it in the garbage.
If it's rot, then can you put it in the garden?
Yes.
In the garden?
Yes. The garbage.
In the garden.
Not in the garbage.
Does it smell in the house?
If it's in a closed bag, no, it does not smell out.
Does it supply each? I heard some people have like bags for each day.
Each day, right.
But also like separate items or no? Like you don't need a bag for, let's say, the cucumber peels and then like the banana peel or something, right? Because they have different rotting times too. So.
You're allowed to put from the same type, as long as it's in the same state. If one is more rotting than the other, you can't put it together because that causes the good one to rot.
Right.
Okay.
So you have to have separate
shoe. Each day, yeah. If it's in summer, so maybe even twice a day. It depends on things.
What if you're in the army?
What?
What if you're in the army?
What about that?
Are they going to hold by Shemitah?
Yeah, hold Shemitah. What is it, hold Shemitah?
The army does.
So generally, yes. Does. What?
The government approved recently some money for farmers and stuff for Shemitah.
Yeah.
And education.
Right. Yeah. They buy Heta Mechira.
And if you go to the Jordan Valley and you buy stuff from the Arabs down there, from the Arab farmers in Jordan Valley.
If the land belongs to an Arab, registered belong to an Arab, you have to know that it's registered belong to an Arab.
What?
You have to know that it's registered belong to an Arab. That's the sound that an Arab works there.
But if it's in Jordan, in the Jordan Valley, we have Jordanian and Israeli farmers next to each other.
Is the Jordanians are not on the other side of the border?
Well, that river is the border.
No, but there's also a border.
There's what?
There's a border also.
Yeah, right.
Not only the river.
Right, but there's another border.
There's a fence, I think.
So let's say...
The fact that there's peace, so they won't put an electric fence between us?
Mine would be better.
Israel and Egypt, they didn't have a fence. In many places, they have a very long border, very long. And you see what we have in South Tel Aviv. Our Sudanians. And Eritreans, we have a worker over here. Happens to be a nice guy. But not all nice.
We're too small to have all these problems.
If someone, he can't leave this garbage in his house, it smells the house, it's disgusting. So you're allowed to also put it in two bags, not see through, at least one of them should be not see through, they don't see the food, and put it in the garbage that way. Okay? Still on?
That's only if he's a finicky person or something. It's not.
Yeah, let's see, he's afraid to put it in a closed bag because a lot of times it closes it, boom. Right. He wants to make a little hole in it, and then who comes? All our friends.
Besides the bugs, you also, if you have five cats, it's a problem.
The problem, yeah.
This is for fuels that you don't want to wait till they rot. You put them in two bags and throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about like the edges?
Soon we'll talk about which part of the fruit. We're talking about now fruit of Shemitah, okay? Now, the same way you're allowed to put them in the garbage, you can't also do other things to them. You can't play ball with any food, but you have to be more careful with Shemitah, not to throw them around, not to cause them to get damaged. Be more particular about them, more careful about them. Even after they're disgusting and everything, you still have to put them, respect them more. It's dusha. Ashab. Another thing, you cannot give fruit of Shemitah to a goy. Can't give it to him. Okay? Therefore, it's very practical where you have a worker that comes to the house. You have someone, let's say a person has an old mother in the house and has a Filipino worker, right? And you want to give him an apple. You want to give her an apple. You can't give her an apple. My grandfather was sick. He had a Filipino that used to take care of him. If it was Shemitah year, you can't give him an apple of Shemitah. It's cool to give it to a guy. Also, not only that, you can't give it to someone who doesn't know the laws of Shemitah. For example, you can give it to someone, a Jew, and you give it to a cleaning lady, a Jewish cleaning lady, has no idea. She came from Russia, doesn't know anything. Now she's getting an apple, doesn't want it. She ate half of it, half of it, she puts it in the garden. Doesn't want it. Like, problem. Maybe if you explain to her or whatever. But if she's not going to... To go, you can't give it all. To the Jew that is not going to know how to act with it, also you can't give it. Mishloach manot. You're going to give, can't give fruits and vegetables or shvis to mishloach manot to someone who doesn't know how to take care of them. Or doesn't care about taking care of them.
So how would you handle things like bakery goods with, you know, like the jellies in them? The jelly, I assume, would be shvis of fruit, right?
I'll tell you what, most of the stuff today is not Shemitah fruit. Most. They do everything that people won't buy Shemitah fruit. Either it's going to be Hetta Mechira, which is not Shemitah fruit, only the Chathila, according to Ramon Dechaliah, you treat it as if it's Shemitah. It's not Shemitah fruit, Mikaladin. Or it's Yivul Nochri, or it's Yivul Chutz Laretz. Almost all of them. The only thing that could be Kedusha is Oitzar Beis Din, which is usually in very, very small places we do it. Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, and Tachtikva and others, and the Haredi communities, a little bit. Most of it is not Kedusha Shvi'is. I'm just saying, we're learning laws. If someone happened to have fruits and vegetables of Kedusha Shvi'is, how to treat them. Most of them, it's not so practical. You're going to go to the store, either you're going to have Hetta Mechira, or you're going to have Yivul Nochri, produce of a goy, or you can have your full chutzlaretz, produce of chutzlaretz. That's usually what you're going to have, understand? That's what usually you're going
to
have.
So if we want Oser Bezdin, we have to actually go out and look for it.
Exactly. It's not going to be anywhere. Usually you have a special place where they sell it. You're not allowed to sell it in the regular store. All the badatz places are Yivul Nochri or Yivul Chut.
I don't say that, right?
It says
that.
If it's badat v'dechalit, it'll say it, and it's for sure. Okay? I'm just saying, let's say you have a fruit tree in your house, and you want to bring, you have to know how to treat it. Let's say you did buy a Tzal Beis Din, you have to know how to treat it. That's what we're learning here. You brought Hetta Mechira, Mi'ikar Adin, you don't have to treat it as Shemitah year. You could, l'chatchila, you should, according to Ramon Dechaliyahu. Yeah? You don't have to. If you bought Yivul Chul or Yivul Nochri, no problem, from a goya, from Chutz Laretz. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. But if you do have stuff of Shemitah, you have to know how to treat them. That's what we're learning here, how to treat them. Okay? It's not that next year, every cucumber that comes to the house, oh, one second, what did Yishai say in this year? No. Only if it's Kedusha Shvi'is. Only if it has Kedusha Shvi'is. You say Kedusha Shvi'is is something that land which is owned by a Jew, and right here and there, this side. Only then has Kedusha Shvi'is.
Isn't there any Indian
to eat Kedusha Shvi'is? No. Maybe. Totally. Okay, fine. Maybe there is. I love it. There's no Indian.
But if we want to elevate ourselves, for lack of a better word.
Exactly.
Yeah, what you eat is what you are, right?
Exactly.
That's what you told us.
Exactly. If you eat what you are, what you eat.
Why would you eat?
So that, you know, if you want to do Oser Bezdin,
I eat my kids up.
Do you want to do Oser Bezdin?
What?
Where do you go?
I don't know.
We won't know yet.
There'll be some place.
There'll advertise for sure.
We'll deliver to your house if you stay delivery.
Could be, that's also what they do. Or they have a certain place or a certain bad stuff.
Neighbors get it.
Yeah? So you'll tell us.
I'll try to ask
you. Okay.
Let me see
what else. Another thing you can do with Perot Shvi'is, you know how to take them out of Chutz Laretz. If you're going out to Aaron HaKohen's Kever, and it's in Jordan, in the south of Jordan, which is not Eretz Yisrael. Can't take it out. You go to Uman, you're going to bring pomegranates from Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to. It's true. Okay. Seven. He says here, Te'ilat he'll have to bring. Te'ilat he'll have to bring fruits of Shvi'is. Okay. What in the fruit has Kedusha Shvi'is? So the fruit itself has Kedusha Shvi'is. What else? Remains of an apple that people already don't eat. This is the end, right? You ate the whole apple. Now there's just the middle part. Here, you can see. That's what people don't eat usually. You see? Right? Mi'ikar adin.
For the core.
Right? Mi'ikar adin doesn't have to just use. That doesn't have to just use anymore. That's not what people eat. We'll see in a second. That's mi'ikar adin. Mi'ikar adin, you let us throw it out. Mi'ikar adin. Wait till we do. Listen, Allah loves them. Now, if someone has tafshir shviv, he made the soup, a stew with fruits and vegetables, fruit and vegetables or something of shviz, okay? Or bread with a grain of shviz, okay? And it went bad. For example, the bread has mold now and lost the kedusha of shviz, or the soup went bad, right? And lost the kedusha of shviz.
The whole bread, even if it's like one piece, like little, one small.
If you're able to take off and the rest is good, so obviously just that piece. But so if the whole bread you can, so.
For safety factor, take off at least an inch.
Why? You can't eat mold?
No, actually, it can be very deadly.
Yeah? But I ate the cheese with mold.
You actually ate the mold?
Yeah.
That's how that cheese is made.
So what? The bread is also made like that. You leave it in the bag.
People
mold. I've eaten moldy bread. I've
never seen
it. Still here. It's got miracles. Stop.
Can you make moldy bread for retail? You can make moldy cheese for retail.
Different kind of mold.
Now, if someone ate an apple, or he ate a shazif, a plum, right? And there's still a little bit of apple left on that. Even though we said before, mi'ikar adin, right? The simple din, you're allowed to throw it out. It's better not to, since it has already stuff. What should you do? Put it in a bag, or in two bags, and then throw it out. Don't throw it like that. It's not respectful. It's just reads after all. If there's fruits and vegetables, which I'm American, and I eat only nice fruit, and if it's not nice, I don't eat it. But Israelis, they do eat it, because they don't look only if it's nice, they also look if it's tasty. Right? And it's fine, it's very soft. For example, a mango is very soft, it's very sweet. It's just not so fine to eat it, because it's juicy and it's messy. But people do eat it. It still has kedusha shviz. The fact that you don't eat it, if other people still eat it, it's, so it has kedusha shviz. If no one eats it anymore, it's in a state that no one eats it anymore. People do not eat it, majority of people don't eat it, then you're allowed to throw it out.
We're saying that like peels, like the mangoes, once you peel it off and get just a little, doesn't have kedusha shviz, throw it away.
If people don't eat it?
No, it peels.
No one eats the peels.
Right,
yeah, but 1 second.
But you should wrap it.
Since it has a little bit of the fruit on it, you should, it's better to, you should put it in the bag. Put it in the shmita, in the pach shmita. Okay. If you ate salad for supper with vegetables of kedusha shviz, and there's a little bit left on the salad plate, if it's not a portion that people eat, it's just some, a little bit remains, let it wash it regularly in the sink. Set up. If you took a lemon and squeezed it into a tea, and you finished the whole tea, and on the bottom is a little bit left, you left throw it out. It's not considered just fruits. The pulp that's on the bottom. If you have a bananas that started to become brown, and you don't eat that brown, you can't stand that brown, you have to take it off and throw it away. But people who are, if you're used to eating it, you have to eat it. You can't throw it away. Or you don't have to eat it, you have to put it in the bag at least.
You could freeze it?
Of course you can freeze it, yes. Make it brown.
And then peel it, put it into a smoothie.
Come on, my wife does that all the time. Wine of Shvis. This is common. They have wine of Shvis. It says in it. It says in it. Oh, it's Al-Bezdin. A lot of times. Not now. Not next year. Maybe the 8th year, the 9th year, 10th year. They might have grape juice like that or wines like that. Hetem Mechil, for sure they have. A lot of times they also have Otzal Beis Din. Otzal Beis Din, you have to treat Shviz, yeah? You're allowed to use the wine of Shviz to make cake. You want to put some of the cake to make flavor in the cake. A lot of times you put sweet wines. Even if it's Otzal Beis Din, it has Dusha Shviz, or Stein wine has Dusha Shviz, you're allowed to put it in your cake. Okay?
Not
for Abdullah. What is
Abdullah? No, you're talking about like the birthday cake.
Abdullah? You're allowed to use Dusha Shviz wine for Abdullah. What can't you do?
You cannot.
Why not?
Spill it out.
Drop over
spill
it.
Spill it out.
How do you fill up the cup and use it?
So, no, no, less.
And what?
So, fill it up.
You
can
put it at the
neck,
that's
just. No, that's
us. Don't fill it up.
One more?
Don't fill it up, fill it out.
Don't fill it up, you have to have a
complete close. You have to?
I thought
for
Kedali, you
have to have a complete close. The minig, why is that minig for overflow? It's a minig of bracha. It's a minig of bracha, shefa for the house. And the Shemitah year, anyways, so the whole year is blessed, full of shefa. You know, you don't say tikkun rachel on the whole Shemitah year. Only tikkun leah on the Shemitah. On Pesach, if you have Shemitah year, I'll say that, right, you do that tzara, you let it pour a little bit, just drops. But don't pour like that, because then there is a lot.
Shemitah wine.
Shemitah wine,
yeah.
You don't throw them away.
You throw it away, of course.
It drops.
Of course you throw them away.
It is.
It's just drops you're allowed to. If it's a little bit, you're allowed to. But not the pour. A lot of people pour. That they can't do that Shemitah wine. Ma, you weren't by me, but let us know. No, you weren't by me. You were by me by Leila Seda?
What?
You were in my house for Leila Seda?
Yes.
But you were in my Seda. You were in your Seda. So, if someone has very strong wine, can't drink it like that. And the usual way to put it, you put water in it, so you let it do it also to the Shemitah wine. Oh, she didn't know this. You can't pay debts with Shemitah funds. And you shouldn't send, you're not allowed to send the Shalach Manas, I didn't know this. You can't allow to send Shemitah funds the Shalach Manas. I'm poor. You.
But you're allowed to send checks.
Checks and bayah. Shemitah checks.
What about mezuzah?
So you could say, this would have been apple.
It's Shemitah, Shemitah.
Right, so what do you send?
Checks.
Not Shemitah.
Okay.
Don't buy Shemitah products, as I said.
No, but I'm thinking like for flour.
99% of the flour in this country comes from where? Somewhere else. Not from here.
We don't grow wheat here?
If they grow, they
export
it. It's cheaper to export and import than to sell it over here. They gain more money that way. Not all. What I have in my house, I get only from Eretz Yisrael. It's grown here, everything is here. So next year, we'll see what to do.
They already harvested all the wheat. So that's because when it rained late, they harvested it all. They had to rush and harvest it
all. What's going to be next year? No,
that was the week. That was the week.
I'm saying, yeah, but I'm saying the following week. For Pesach, we do use flour from here. From matzahs. But they already harvest, no? You see, they already harvest. So you have Pesach next year is covered.
The year after.
Eighth year, we'll see what to do. If it has Dusha, we'll tell you. Most of them I'll tell you already, it'll be Yivul Nochri. I tell you already. Yivul Nochri or Yivul Chutzlaret or something like that. Usually it's almost 100% like that. In Yerushalayim. Especially in Yerushalayim, that's what we do. Bnei Brak is more Tzabes. It's Chazonish. He didn't hold of Yivul Nochri. He said if it's grown here in this land, regardless of who owns the land, has a Dusha. Only Chazonish said that. Bnei Brak, he was the master. He was the. So, a lulav shmita doesn't have dusha shvis. An esrog has dusha shvis. Therefore, and it goes. We said it goes by esrog. It goes both by the budding and by the picking. Meaning, if it was picked during shmita, it's dusha. If it was budded during shmita, it's shmita. Even if it wasn't picked. Therefore, what do they do this year, this coming year? They're going to pick it all early, before Rosh Hashanah. Then that's not Dusha Shvi'is. They're going to pick them early. Pick the esrog early.
Would they be right?
While you're eating them?
They don't care about them.
You're eating them?
They're going to last all that long.
Of course, in the fridge.
Yeah. I thought they also didn't sell the lulav for a higher price than food.
If it has Dusha Shvi'is, maybe.
Now, what about the following year?
What?
The following year.
They pick it after Rosh Hashanah.
Oh.
And they check that stuff that didn't bud during Rosh Hashanah, during Shmita. Hadassim also have Dusha Shvi'is. According to a lot of sheets.
Right.
Yeah, but it also things which are made for smell have Dusha Shvi'is. Arava, how do you say Arava in English?
Willows.
But Willows doesn't have any Dusha Shvi'is. So, Estella, we'll stop here. We'll learn.